The Good Housekeeping Marriage Book, edited by William F. Bigelow. Chapter 3. Ought I to Marry? Ought I to marry is not a simple question. Its answer is full of a thousand complications. For the great majority of people, it is one of the three most important questions that are ever answered or left unanswered in a whole lifetime. The other two are, what is my main purpose in life, and what is to be my occupation? They are old questions, but ought I to marry is new. In the old days, everyone was married as a matter of course. Perhaps in the future the main question will be, am I fit to be married? Ought I to marry is really three questions in one. First, have I a right to marry? Second, is it wise for me to marry? Third, is it my duty to marry? You say, perhaps, that these questions are your own business and nobody else's, but you are wrong. They are somebody else's business, and the somebody's else are a good deal more numerous than you think. The first somebody is the man or girl whom you want to marry. Will it be good for him or her to marry you? The next somebodies are the children whom you and your mate may have. They have a right to be born with a good inheritance, to be reared in good health, and to be well trained in a happy home. Your children's children, too, will have a right to bless you or curse you, according to your way of answering the question, ought I to marry? But even your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren are not all the somebodies who are vitally concerned with your answer. Hundreds of people will be helped or hindered by your home, by the kind of person you become under its influence, and by the kind of children who go out from it. You and he, or you and she, are certainly the ones most immediately concerned in the question, ought I to marry? But your children's stake in the matter is even greater than yours. Now for the three questions which are implied when you ask, ought I to marry? First, have I a right to marry? Every young person should ask this question. Fitness includes several aspects, among which the first is physical. The most inexcusable unfitness is venereal disease. There is no meaner crime than for a young man to acquire venereal disease by reason of weakness of will, and then pass it on to an innocent girl and perhaps to unborn children. Physicians say that in spite of so-called modern prophylaxis and supposed cures, syphilis is still alarmingly common and other venereal diseases are rampant. A person having any of these diseases has absolutely no right to marry. Even if he is pronounced cured, he ought not to marry until a physician pronounces him cured beyond danger of recurrence. For this reason, the strictest premarital examination by a competent physician should be required. Marriage should be contracted only after such a physician has given both man and woman a clean bill of health.